With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. East Coast and Gulf Coast dock workers began their first large-scale strike in nearly 50 years on Tuesday, halting the flow of about half of the country's ocean shipping after negotiations for a new labor contract broke down over wages. U.S. job openings unexpectedly increased in August after two straight monthly decreases, but hiring was soft and consistent with a slowing labor market that keeps the Federal Reserve on track to cut interest rates again in November. Israel's neighbors closed airspace and airline crews were cautious, with many seeking diversions after Iran fired a salvo of ballistic missiles at Israel on Tuesday. A spokesperson for tracking service Flight Radar 24 said flights diverted anywhere they could. And oil prices climbed about 3% on Tuesday after the missile attacks on Israel in retaliation for Israel's campaign against Tehran's Hezbollah allies in Lebanon. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.